Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out when you get a chance. Kathleen Quinn Abernethy is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend, soon to not be a new friend. We're going to turn her into an old friend real soon. She's Executive Vice President of External Affairs for Frontier Communications Corporation. Kathleen, thanks again for being here. I want to go through a couple of things real quick because I want to make sure we get this out again. In the last segment, folks, we talked quite a bit about a program that Frontier Airlines,
Frontier Communications.
What did I say?
Airlines.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know how.
I know.
Never mind. Forget that. Frontier. I just got through saying Frontier Communications like I don't know who you are. Frontier Communications Corporation and Dish Network and CoBank, three partners, are bringing money to rural communities, last mile Main Street out there in Flyover America. Millions of dollars they're putting back into the communities. Thank you for that, Kathleen. And that is americasbestcommunities.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So check that out, folks. And also, you can go back and listen to the segment that we just did. We'll have that up as a podcast later today. Kathleen, one of the things I want to ask you about, though, is and folks, I'll remind you of that website again in a little bit. There's a big discussion right now that I'm trying to help small business owners understand what's going on so they can participate in the debate. And you have extensive experience in a past life with the Federal Communications Commission. You were a commissioner with the FCC. Mm-hmm. And as you know right now, net neutrality is a big debate. I've been covering it on my show for at least 10 or 12 years. But it's coming to a head pretty soon. I mean, there's going to be some decisions made about net neutrality. I'd like to know what your thoughts are on net neutrality.
Well, I think what happened is that it almost took on a life of its own, and people got away from what are the core concepts that we all care about, like that Frontier cares about. So what we care about is making sure that all of our customers get broadband access, that they can go on the Internet, and that they can access websites and content and all the tools that are going to improve their lives. Into this debate became this big question of, we want to make sure as customers that we can get access to all these websites. And as a company, we agree with you. We don't own any content, so we don't discriminate against content A versus content B. But the whole net neutrality debate started going sort of in a different direction, saying, okay, well, how do we regulate the Internet?
Mm-hmm. And by the way, folks, and this is something I've written about and talked about lately, Kathleen, on my show, the three big players are the connectors to the Internet, like Frontier, the content creators, which are like me and small businesses.
Exactly.
And then the third group are the regulators, like the FCC.
Exactly.
So those are the three players. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Those are the three players. And then there's all the big, big content guys.
Right.
So the big question became, if we want to make sure the Internet stays open, how do we, quote, regulate the Internet?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think everybody gets...
The R word makes a shiver go up my spine.
Makes, and mine too, because as you and I both know, you start regulating something,
you get less of it.
You kill it.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So I think what happened is that the FCC is now talking about, well, maybe we regulate it like an old line telephone monopoly.
Well, that's what the president wants. He wants to turn it into a utility.
I know. And you know what?
I'm against that, Kathleen.
You should be against that. As a former regulator, I can tell you we should all
thank
be
you.
Against that. It is not.
You're doing well here on this show. Thank you, Kathleen.
It is not a good idea. And it just...
Because it not only will be regulated, but it'll be taxed.
It'll be taxed, it'll be regulated, and there'll be hurdles to jump through that drive up our costs. And guess what happens when my costs go up?
Yeah, you got to pass it along.
All my customer costs
Yeah, that's right.
Go up.
So Frontier's position on net neutrality is
that it should not be regulated like a utility, like an old line phone company, but we should keep content open and available to all of our customers.
Right. And of course, you got other companies out there who are saying, okay, fine, but you got big companies who want to shove millions of movies down the pipe, and we should be charging those people more for that because they're making money on our backbone. I mean, I understand that. That's a reasonable argument. But looks like looks like the business people could work that out instead of getting the government involved. Am I wrong about that?
I think that's exactly right, because here's the way to think about it. If these big companies that are riding on our pipe with all this content, they, you know, congest the pipes, I invest more. Guess where I have to fund that?
Right.
I fund that off the backs of my customers, unless I can tell that big.
But that's a business.
Company,
those are business negotiations, not the government involvement.
Correct.
And that's the way the internet continues to stay what I call true net neutrality, which is what we've had for all these years.
We have, and it's been a great system. And as you know, it's changed lives and health care and education.
And Frontier Communications, ladies and gentlemen, Frontier Communication Corporation is investing heavily in their 28 states across the country, and they're putting their money where their mouth is with this new program that communities can win up to $3 million, ladies and gentlemen. AmericasBestCommunities.com. Go to that website. Go back and listen to that other segment we did just a few minutes ago and find out more about this. And Kathleen, I want you to come back soon and give us a report on how things are going.
Absolutely. I'm happy to do it.
Thank you very much. Quick break.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.